One of the great things about public radio is the unique kind of programming that you get. And I think that many stations, of course, do remotes from different parts of the city and surrounding region. But very few other stations, I'm sure, have a remote phone in from a bog. And that's what we have this morning. Larry Weber joining us for Backyard Almanac, educator, author, and naturalist here on Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, well, a lot of our backyards in northern Minnesota have bogs. One of the things I love about this state is that we have bogs. Bogs are a fascinating place. They are a world of their own. And, yeah, we're out this morning exploring a bog. Most people have heard of bogs, but not most people have gotten out and walking on bogs, and that's what we're planning to do. We walk on two kinds of bogs. We walk on a what's called a living or quaking bog, one that you every step you kind of sink in the water, and you're walking on sphagnum moss. And then there, we're going to walk later on a older bog, one that is pretty much grown up with various kinds of plants, but they are a world of their own. So, yes. Well, we did it again. We had three straight weeks where we had rainy Thursdays, and we did it again. And so we're getting a wet month of August. Matter of fact, statistic-wise, we have got more moisture in the month of August by this date than we normally get for the entire month. So if we never got another drop the rest of the month, we'd still be above normal. The whole summer has become quite a bit above normal, and the whole year, this is an amazing statistic, but as of now, the whole year, 2017, has been at more than 5 inches above normal. So precipitation-wise, every month has been wetter than normal except for March. And so, wow, I'm very glad to see that. I think wet seasons are terrific. We have also been cooler than normal so far this month. And once again, I'm kind of glad to see that. The big news now, is, of course, astronomy. And that is we have a coming solar eclipse. Now, solar eclipses have happened a lot in the past. Why is this such a big deal? Because the first time in almost 100 years, 99 years, we have one that's going to be right through most of the country. And, yes, a lot of the country is getting very excited about it. It is an amazing thing to see. We do not have, at this latitude, we do not have totality. We have about 80% coverage. Somebody was asking me, will we see darkness with 80% coverage? And the answer is no. Matter of fact, it almost looked like nothing happened. The real total eclipse is needed for darkness. When you get to about 90% or 95%, you might notice some darkness. But it's totality where it actually becomes dark. And yes, I'm planning to get down to an area of totality myself. I did have the experience once before of being in a total solar eclipse, and it is a fascinating thing to see. The moon just gets in the front of the sun, and essentially we are in the shadow. It doesn't last very long. A really long total solar eclipse is maybe 5 minutes. This one is only about half that amount of time. And so a lot of us are doing a lot of traveling and looking and so forth for to see about 2.5 minutes of darkness. But wow, if you've ever experienced it, it is worth it, okay? Yeah, tremendous. So the other thing astronomy-wise we had this week was the Perseid meteor shower. It was quite good. And yes, I and other people I've talked to have seen quite a few meteors during that time. This is migration time in the world of birds. They're moving quite well now. Visited Hawk Ridge this week, and they are starting to count the hawks coming across. I did see a passing osprey while I was there, but otherwise it's a little bit slow now. It's hard to believe, but by mid-September, which isn't that far away, we will have thousands passing over Hawk Ridge. Warbler waves are passing through. I saw a couple of them this week. I saw shorebird migrants this week, so things are moving along. Other things of note is the insects. This is a time when we reach, many of the insects reach their maturity. I find with the Orthoptera, that's the grasshoppers and locusts and so forth, there's just a large number of those. They are facing a lifestyle where they die when the weather gets cold. So they have to be active right now and to lay their eggs. And so there's just an abundance of them right now. Grasshoppers will hop. Locusts that look a lot like a grasshopper, when you scare them up, they will usually fly. Okay, other things of note, spiders. We've had some great foggy, dew-covered mornings recently. And that's when you really see the abundance of the spider webs. It's also still a good time for berries. Where I live, I'm getting more and more blackberries. There is leaf color going on, I saw it in sugar maple and dogwood recently. There is an abundance of the fall wildflowers, especially the goldenrods, the asters, and the sunflowers. I've seen about 10 of each kind. And then, of course, mushrooms, an abundance of mushrooms anytime we have this kind of wet conditions. So, yes, Chris, great time to get out and enjoy it. So, take care.
Thank you, Larry. Back at Almanac with Larry Weber here on Northland Morning 103.3 KMD.